More questions about dubious Illinois Human Rights Commission. Yesterday I wrote about the profoundly unjust decision of the ideologically imbalanced three-member panel of commissioners from the Illinois Human Rights Commission who decided that Christian bed and breakfast owner Jim Walder should pay $80,000 for refusing to rent his facilities to a same-sex couple for their civil union ceremony. In that article, I questioned both the lack of ideological representation on the panel, which included two homosexual activists and no conservatives, as well as on the full 13-member commission. I questioned whether the commission is skirting the law that prohibits more than seven members of the same political party from serving on the commission by identifying two of its members as independents when in reality they are Democrats. There are yet more questions about the political composition of the Illinois Human Rights Commission, this time about Commissioner Hermine Hartman, who is identified as one of the five Republicans serving on the 13-member commission. Hartman is the publisher of Chicago lifestyle publication Indigo.com. Her bio on Huffington Post describes Hartman as one of the most significant and influential black women in American publishing. Indigo was founded in 1989 as a weekly lifestyle publication for progressive readers. Hartman was a Democrat until Bruce Rauner ran for governor and began dispersing money in the black community, which included, according to the Chicago Tribune, paying Hartman $10,000 per month for her outreach efforts. After Rauner's victory, he appointed Hartman to the Illinois Human Rights Commission, where the Chicago Times reports Hartman earns $49,960 a year, accompanied by personal insurance perks. Interesting fiscal tidbit. The Better Government Association reports that commissioners devoted an average 12.9 hours per month to official state business for the fiscal year 2011. That comes out to approximately $322 per hour on average. The Better Government Association explained that time commitments varied widely from an average of fewer than 7 hours per month to 20 hours. Those who work 20 hours per month make a paltry $207 per hour, while those who work 7 hours per month make $594 per hour. Not bad, not bad at all. Perhaps those workers who are fighting for minimum wage increases should take a gander at what some state employees make in impoverished Illinois. Hartman endorsed Hillary Clinton in the recent election. Maybe she's converted back to the Democratic Party. If independents Terry Cosgrove and Patricia Bakalas Yadgar and Republican Hermine Hartman are, in reality, Democrats, the Illinois Human Rights Commission is in violation of state law that limits the number of commissioners from the same political party to seven. My math-challenged pea brain thinks that there may be up to nine Democrats serving on the commission that will decide whether to subordinate constitutionally protected religious liberty to homoerotic privilege.